It doesn't matter what type of mood I am in when I come on the radio, when I hear my opening song, Cosby Mysteries, boy, it livens me up. Hello, welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. We also have another opportunity for you. Download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Once you download, please search WWGH. Or you can call in and be a part of the show today by calling 740-383-9944 if you would like to ask any questions or make any comments. Today is September the 20th. 2021. Okay? Now, there are 263 days already passed in this year. And there remains 102 days left. Guess what? It's almost Halloween. Do you have your Halloween decorations up? I see people putting them up every day. Spider webs, orange and yellow and black, and pumpkins and scarecrows and all that kind of stuff. Are you ready for Halloween, those of you who celebrate it? You still have some time left. Okay, now let us get on with the show. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, 1325 North Main Street, here in Marion, Ohio. 740-382-8552 is the number there. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street. Marion, Ohio, phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. If you miss Saturday, you miss their free produce. This takes place every third Saturday of every month, and I think December is the last month. Okay? And the next one will be October the 16th. 2021. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars so you will not miss it like I did last week. Okay, and share this information with someone else who may need it or can benefit. Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I always like to start my show off with a thought for today. The title of this thought, Letting Everything Go Its Way. What do they mean by that? Everything that comes to us comes to go. Objects, relationships, problems. By letting everything go its way, there is no loss, only liberation. Just as the sun brings beauty and light by enjoying everything for us, as long as it remains in our life, we learn to be present in the present. Just as the sun brings beauty and light by enjoying everything for as long as it remains in our life, we learn to be present in the present. Now I'm excited about today's show. We are continuing. This is our second episode of End Time Mysteries Revealed with Dacia Wade, my daughter, who is a student of the Bible and end time prophecy. Okay, and she is here to share some more insight into the last days. And I know some of you may be saying, is that all you talk about? Not all I talk about, but it is a big part of my show. Anything that is faith-based and things that are to come. Okay, and I'm just excited about what she has to share because she really shared some great insight with us last time about this giant, this 10-story high giant that I think they've already produced one and they have more to produce. How are you today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you, daughter.
Good to see you, too.
It's been a few days, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it has. All righty, and I'm so excited to hear what you have to share with us today. Now, how did you become interested in these end time events?
The Lord just started showing me stuff, and I started looking for it and started researching where I could find it and things like that. And then I kind of took a real interest in the book of Enoch because I forget what I was reading, but the Bible referred me to the book of Enoch, where it was concerning giants and fallen angels and things like that. So I got the book and I read the book. I still haven't read the whole book, but I have read through most of that book, and it just keeps me interested.
So you are a believer in the other books that the Bible has mentioned that are not written in the Bible, and you're okay with that, right?
Yes.
Okay, because the Bible does touch on these books and what these books contain. So, you know, you're not like a lot of people like, well, this is like, they tried to keep this from us and all this kind of stuff, because it is available, isn't it?
It is now.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And how long it's been available, I don't know.
Me either.
Because I know, I think my mother or father had a Bible with the Apocrypha right in it. And that was, wow.
Well, they used to have them in the hospitals.
Right.
With the Apocrypha in them.
So that's been years ago, but still 50, 60 years ago. So I don't know when it became available, I mean, but it is available for people who are interested.
And it's always been in the Catholic Bible.
Okay. All right. All right. And that goes centuries back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty then. Mm-hmm. So how does studying the end time mysteries affect your witness to believers?
Well, it helps me be able to relate things of today to the things that were going on in the Bible and the things that are still to come. So it helps you warn them for things to come, or really it helps you warn them because the whole thing about sharing your faith and what you believe is to tell the unbeliever the things that is coming, to warn them and to urge them to come into the truth of God and what is really going on. And, you know, a lot of people don't believe in a lot of things, but when you can show them those things in the Bible and explain them, if God has given you the ability to explain those things and link those things with things that's going on today, every day, it's a good, very effective witness.
Okay, so that covers believers and non-believers, so.
Because even believers that believe in God, all of them don't believe in this.
Right.
Or believe that it's going to happen, or a lot of believers don't believe that they'll be here for the end.
Right, that's true.
But the Bible warns us of the end.
Right.
And the Bible is supposedly written for believers.
People who read the Bible.
So it's telling us something for a reason.
Right. That's good. Why is this important to you and for others?
It's important not to be lost. And it's important not to fall into the things that are coming about. That's against God. That's completely against God, you know. And the warnings that come beforehand, he said for us to watch and pray. See, we can pray all we want to, but if we oblivious to what's going on in this world, what are we praying for?
True. True. Alrighty, so go ahead and share some of your passion with us concerning the end days. What do you have for us today?
Well, I was looking for a title for today, mm-hmm. and I came up with also another Days of Noah. But see, the Days of Noah were not just that little snippet before the flood, because like we read about the giant last week, we found out that those giants was even there right after the flood. Mm-hmm. Even while they were populating the world, they were there. Right. And trying to destroy man and things like that. And they were praying against them and fighting against these things still automatically right then. So I was reading on my news feed a week ago or so, and I have found that the billionaire CEO or president of Walmart is planning to build this utopian city.
Okay.
In the desert. And what makes this so significant is, like we talked about the giant last week, mm-hmm. this giant is supposed to be erected in Arizona by next year, I think, next year. Yeah, it's supposed to be, they're supposed to be working on that starting now, I think. And this city they're trying to start building next year, the whole structure of the city and everything about this city looks just like that giant. The way the giant was made, the lines in the giant, the, you know, the city that they have this picture of, it looks just like the giant. Now, the thing about this is they want to put 1 billion people there.
1 billion?
1 billion.
In the city?
In this city. And that's a lot of people.
Oh, my. And it's a $400 billion city.
It's a $400 billion city. So I'm going to read some of this article. It says, billionaire and former Walmart president Mark Lohr helped outline a plan for a $400 billion metropolis tabbed the new city in America to be built in the desert if properly funded. So they're talking about these, that robot needed to be funded, and now this city needs to be funded. But evidently, they're working on this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, it says, Lohr's mission statement for the city of Tolosa, that's the name of the city, is to create a more equitable and sustainable future that can become a blueprint of future generations. That's backed by a 150,000-acre design. No. Yeah, 150,000-acre design proposal with eco-friendly architecture, sustainable energy production, and a drought restraint water system. The focal point of the city is set to house around 5 million. I'm sorry about that later, that earlier number. 5 million will be its transportation, with Tolosa streets prioritizing bikes and pedestrians, as well as slow-moving autonomous cars. That means these cars are going to be driving themselves.
Hmm, okay.
Over fossil fuel-dependent vehicles elsewhere. The official website for Tolosa cities cites that 1 billion people will be affected by climate change in 2050. So see, these are people still trying to get away from the judgment of God.
Okay.
Okay, they're building this city trying to get away from the judgment of God, or what is to come of the earth. We know in the Bible it talks about a drought. It talks about not being able to drink the water. Yeah. It talks about all that stuff. See, they're trying to make something foolproof.
Okay.
For all this stuff that's supposed to happen in the Bible.
Okay.
Okay. It says it is unclear what American desert is being targeted for the project, even though they have Nevada, Utah.
Let's go back. That last sentence where you was.
Where?
Tolosa cities that cites that 1 billion people will be affected by climate change in 2050. And then that last sentence, that figure falls in line with the United Nations climate change report in August, dubbed a code red for humanity. Now, that, to me, that's very important. Code red for
yes.
humanity, noting that Earth could reach 1.5 degrees centigrade by 2040.
Celsius.
Centigrade. Celsius by 24. What do you mean 1.5 degrees? Is that cold or?
I think that it would be very, 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 very cold. Yes.
Wow. Wow. And they have a picture of this on the internet, too. They've already designed this city.
Yes.
At least on paper, anyway, right? All righty, then. Now, go ahead with your next paragraph.
It's unclear what American Desert will be used for the project, even though they have Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, which is where the giant is supposed to be.
Right.
Texas and the Appalachian regions are all options for this city.
Official website. Wow.
We have a chance to prove a new model for society that offers people a higher quality of life and greater opportunity, Lohr said in a statement. When I look out 30 years from now, I imagine equiticism serving as a blueprint for other cities. So now he wants this to become where it's like everywhere.
Right.
A blueprint for other cities and even the world. And Tolosa being a place of pride for all who live there.
Climate change.
Yes. While the city being built is not funded, Lohr had handpicked his architecture to be behind the city's structural design, and one of the mock images of Tolosa, a giant skyscraper. Here we go with this giant again.
Skyscraper, yeah. Wow.
Now, who did that?
What?
Nimrod.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, built
a Babylon.
Tower of Babel. Yeah.
So here we go, back to the Bible, again, with the events that's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
We know that in Revelation, it talks bad about Babylon.
Oh, yeah, because they were building this city to reach God.
Amen. And we're going to go into some of them scriptures in just a second. I had to get to this giant skyscraper.
Okay, go ahead.
Known as the Equiticism Tower, it is said to be a beacon for the city, with its Eiffel Tower-like aura.
Okay.
The first phase of this construction will include 50,000 residents across 15,000 acres that would need an estimated of...
1,500.
Oh, yeah, 1,500 acres that would need an estimated $25 billion to be built. The ambitious goal is to welcome residents by 2030.
That's like 10 years, 9 years.
And that's the article on this city that they are planning on building, along with this giant that they are planning on erecting.
It's going to be most open, most fair, and most inclusive city in the world.
Yes.
And this was in USA Today. That's where it originally appeared, in USA Today. Wow. So she's not just making this up, people.
No.
They even have a picture of the city.
No. So we have to go and look at what they did when they built this city in the Bible.
Okay.
Because, see, now what happened before, what happened again, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
If it's been here before, it'll be here again. And that's in the Bible.
Yes.
If you've seen it, if you've reading about it, just believe that you can see it again. So, in Genesis chapter 11, it says, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go, and let us make brick and burn them, and let us make... burn them thoroughly, and they have brick for stone, and slime they have for mortar. And they said, let us go build this city, and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a place, a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men had builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go, let us go down, and there confound or confuse their languages, that they may not understand one another's speech. This is the Tower of Babel. This is during the building of this of Babylon. Mm-hmm. That these people got together. Had their mind set up to get this city and build this city with this giant tower to reach to heaven. Now, this is exactly what this city sounds like, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So, to go into what all was going on in their minds and in their hearts, we're going to go to the book of Jasher.
Okay.
During this building of this tower. So, we know Nimrod was responsible for building the Tower of Babel. Okay? So now we're going to start talking about him and his things. It says, And King Nimrod reigned securely, and all the earth was under his control, and all the earth was of one tongue and words of union. And all the princes of Nimrod and his great men took counsel together, Phut and Mizraim and Cush and Canaan with their families. And they said to each other, Come, let us build ourselves this city in a strong tower, and its top reaching heaven, and we will make ourselves famed, so that we may reign upon the whole world, in order that the evil of our enemies may cease from us, that we may reign mightily over them. That we may not become scattered over the whole earth according to their ways. And they began to build brick and burn fires to build the city and the tower that they had imagined to complete. And the building of the tower was unto them a transgression and a sin. And they began to build it. And whilst they were building against the Lord God of heaven, they imagined in their hearts to war against him. See, this is, they wanted to war against God. This is the purpose of this tower. Babylon. The purpose of the tower was for them to war against God.
And his judgment that he had placed upon the earth with the flood. That he wouldn't do that again. So now, we're talking about an end time prophecy and that the Lord is coming back again with judgment again. Mm-hmm. So, this city, Utopia, is more or less another attempt to stop God from bringing judgment on the land. Mankind thinks that he can box with God.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait until we get into this. It
Go
says,
ahead.
And war against him and to ascend into heaven. Ah, that was, this is their goal.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We're going anyway, right?
Yes. And all the people, all these people and all the families divided themselves into three parts. The first three said, We will ascend into heaven and fight against him. The second third said, We will ascend to heaven and place our own gods in there and serve them. And the third part said, We will ascend to heaven and smite him with bows and spears. And God knew all their works and all their evil thoughts. And he saw the city and the tower which they were building. It says, And when the Lord knew their thoughts, and it came to pass when they were building, they cast arrows toward heaven. And all the arrows fell down back upon them, filled with blood.
So God made them think that they were injuring him, mm-hmm. that they had reached him with their bow and arrows.
Yeah. Ain't that something? Filled with blood. And when they saw them, they said to each other, Surely we have slain all those that are in heaven. And God said to the 70 angels who stood foremost before him, to those who were near to him, saying, Come, let us descend and confuse their tongues. So they can stop making thinking they doing something against me, right? That one man shall not understand the language of his neighbor, and they did so unto them.
Right, he confounded the language, and no one could understand each other.
Yes.
If you spoke English, then you would go at that group of people if they understood you, right? If you spoke Spanish, then you go at those group of people.
Yes.
Okay.
It says, and from that day following, they forgot each man his neighbor's tongue, and they could not understand to speak in one tongue. And when the builder took from the hands of his neighbor lime or stone, which he did not order, the builder would cast it away and throw it upon his neighbor that he would die. So now they're killing each other because they don't even know what each other doing. They're just killing each other now. And they did so many days, and they killed many of them in this manner. And the Lord smote the three divisions that there were, and he punished them according to their works and designs. Whatever they designed in their mind that they was going to do was their punishment. Those who said, "We will ascend to heaven and serve our gods," became like apes and elephants. And those who said, "We will smite the heaven with arrows," the Lord killed them, one man through the hand of his neighbor. So when they was throwing bricks and all that stuff and killing each other over not being able to understand each other, that was the Lord's doing. And the third division of those who said, "We will ascend to heaven to fight against him," the Lord scattered them throughout the earth. And those who were left amongst them, when they knew and understood the evil which was coming upon them, they forsook the building, and they also became scattered upon the face of the earth. And then they ceased building the city.
Yep, that was the end of their construction. That's why most pictures you see is half finished. The Tower of Babel. Here we go again. Wow. If you believe the Book of Enoch.
Now remember, they divided themselves into three
groups.
Sections, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now in the Book of Jubilees, it said that they were building this tower for 43 years.
Oh. Okay.
They were building this city and this tower for 43 years, and it also says that the Lord sent the wind to knock all the bricks down.
Okay.
To destroy it, so you know we always see it like half
done. Uh-huh. Yes.
So he knocked it all down.
Okay.
With the wind, that's some strong wind, ain't
mm-hmm.
it? Okay. So now we're gonna go to Revelation, because now we're gonna link this to the end times.
Okay.
What's going on now with what happened in the beginning, right? In Genesis. Now we're gonna go to Revelation and see what is to come of the city that they are coming to build.
Okay.
And that's so, Revelation. We are going to go to chapter 16. And I'm going to start at verse 19. It says, "And the great city was divided into three parts."
Oh. Isn't that something? Wow.
It almost scared me when I was reading this today.
I bet.
"And all the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail. And the plague thereof was exceedingly great." See, all this is to come.
Right.
This hell that's coming down and the sizes of watermelons and stuff like that.
10 pounds, or a talent of 10 pounds, right?
Yes.
Could you imagine getting hit by a piece of hail that weighs 10 pounds?
That's like getting hit in the head with ice.
A bowling ball.
Yes.
A bowling
coming out
ball.
The sky.
No, I can't even imagine that, no.
Because you want to build a city to reach heaven?
Yeah, a lot of people think it's so mythical, the Revelation, and symbolical that it doesn't mean exactly what it says. It means something else. Not to the severity of what you're reading. People make it sound like, or want it to sound like, well, it's just symbolic of something like that.
No, God meant what he said. And he said what he meant.
No, I could not imagine being hit on the head with a bowling ball.
I can't imagine thinking I'm going to go up there and dethrone God.
No. No, me either.
But people think that they're going to be able to do it. Wow. And the thing is, before the flood, what did it say? It said that the minds and the hearts of men were continually evil.
Every thought.
All the time. Well, the hearts and the minds of men ain't changed. It hasn't changed.
No. Without Christ, there is no change.
We might not be doing the same exact things, but they are doing the same things. They're splicing the animals. They're coming up with these artificial intelligent things on the earth, and even some of the body parts that people be getting. Those are artificial intelligence. That's man being mingled with machine.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, we're being prepared for something that's going to be very, very evil and wicked upon the earth. It's like they're shaping us and molding us and getting us prepared for, like, some of the shows like The Living Dead and how gross some of these scary movies are, you know. And I used to watch Boris Karloff and Vincent Price, Peter Lorre, and people like that. You know, it was just a phase or a slight resemblance of some of these things today. They're so gory and bloody and so evil. And it's like people who do watch these movies and have pleasure in them, it can't get gorier for them. You know, it can't get scarier for them. They're building up this tolerance against evil. You know, and it's like we are being prepared for something. If you're into that, right, you're being prepared for something much greater is going to be upon the earth.
That's just like all the movies about the zombie people.
Yeah, the zombies.
Things like that. What is that?
Right, The Living Dead. Yeah, the zombies.
You know, but I mean, like for the last 10 years, it seems like that's all they've been making.
True.
Zombie movies.
Yeah, and my sister loved The Living Dead. I like got her grandkids watching it. I'm like, why? Why?
And we don't know what that is.
No.
But it seems like the things that they put out on TV are the things that are coming. Because you might see it on the movie one time, and then next thing you know, it's in real life.
And you know what? I was listening to something about the Antichrist before the show, and that's what the enemy is preparing people for. That's why they'll be so easily to follow him and bow down to him, because they won't have no fear. He will appear as an angel of light. He's going to be charismatic and all this type of guy, and people will follow him. We've seen an example of that already. Wow. Go ahead.
Go ahead. And you know, the even though it's not that, but the hell that comes out, it makes you think of, it almost makes you still also think of Sodom and Gomorrah. That hell coming down on those people, you're not going to survive that. No one, if it hits you, you're not surviving that.
Right.
It's coming from way up out the sky from where God is and hitting you to hit you with the head 10 pounds. You're not going to survive that. Just like they couldn't survive that fire and brimstone that was rained down. You know.
Right.
It's the opposite. But, you know, he said the world was destroyed with water the first time, but he said it was going to be fire the second time.
What would you say to skeptics? What would you really say to skeptics and who may be listening and saying, oh, she She's just pretending. That's not really going to happen. Where's she getting that information from? I don't believe that. What would you say to skeptics?
Well, what I would tell them is you would have to read the same books that I'm reading to find it. You would have to believe in God's word and let him lead you to the truth. Because it is hard to believe. It's very hard to believe that there was giants walking around here and that, you know, animals was being spliced all the way back then. Like, you know, we think we doing something new. But they talking about the technology that was back then.
Right.
We don't even have no grip on that yet.
So we're just catching up to where they were.
We're just catching up to where they still can't even figure out how they built the pyramids.
True.
And align them with the earth and the stars and the moon and everything. They don't know how they did that.
Wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff that we're not even there yet. That's another thing that we need to understand, that as far as we are, we're not there.
Because from what they say, all this did not come from man. It came from the enemy and these Nephilim giants and from
their
evil.
The angels and their offspring with man.
Right. They are the ones who supposedly built the pyramids and got different sites all over the world of pyramids being built and other stone structures that man couldn't even move or chisel out back in those days, and it remains a mystery today, like you said, the pyramids and all those things, you know.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you yes, because I was just looking at my notes from last time I was on here,
right,
to see if I could get to it real quick, where it talked about in the Book of Enoch, how, yeah, those angels that came down here to be with man, well, with womankind, mankind, that they stole secrets from heaven. But God said, you got the worthless ones.
The worthless secrets, huh?
That ain't nothing. That's what he let them know. He said, y'all got the worthless ones.
Hmm.
Now, that's deep in itself.
Yes. You think I'm going to let you get a hold of my secrets?
Right. And you going to down here and teach me my stuff? No. I'm going to give y'all the work. Y'all got the worthless ones. Because we got to understand that God knows the end from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He knew no angels was going to turn on him.
Yeah.
He knew it. He knew Satan was going to do it too. So then, if you know that's going to happen, you wouldn't show, if you know somebody's going to rob you, you would not show them
everything.
And they tell us now today, don't let everybody know everything and don't show everybody everything.
Amen. I'm good at that one.
And he said it also, if the strong man knew that the robber was coming to rob him, he wouldn't allow himself to be robbed. And God knew it was coming.
Right.
He didn't allow him to take it.
Well, I guess he had to let Satan believe that he had enough to do the damage that he wants to do. And he's done a great damage, you know.
Yeah.
They were showing about how a lot of people are walking the streets possessed, and people don't even realize it. They're just spaced out, you know, and you have to be careful.
And then they say it could be the drugs. I mean, you don't know what it is, but you know, that's the thing.
But you know, drugs is a mind controller, which is witchcraft. That's what you have to be reconnaissance of, and know it when you see it, and stay away from it, because it's real. It is real. Whether it's whatever mind controlling substance they may be using, you know, and they're walking the street like zombies. You see a lot of those people who have gone into the schools and shoot it up, and when you see their picture, they look like they've been totally possessed. They look spaced out, like they're not in their right mind. You can tell that by a picture
mm-hmm.
or seeing somebody. Well, those people are dangerous. They're dangerous. So you have to be careful who you associate yourself with. Always, because like you're sharing with us today, there is a good and evil in the land. And they are both side by side. Just like the Lord says, let the wheat and the tare grow together. I will do the separating. You
Amen.
Know? So it's still good and evil no matter where we are, who we're with. We have to be discerning.
Yes.
And ask God for discernment.
Yes.
Show me, Lord, because you don't want to get caught up in those type of things ignorantly. You know? A lot of times we do, because we think we can release somebody or set people free. But you got to have the right stuff. You got to be working with the right stuff, because that stuff can fall back on you. You know, so we're learning. God is teaching us His will, His desires, things that are going to happen on the earth. And I watch a lot of these shows, and like the guy that does Prophecy USA, and he declares the United States fits all the descriptions of Mystery Babylon.
I was going to go there too before we finished up. Well, after we got done with that, that is ironic how I've studied that before, and I've came to the same conclusion that it got to be the United States. You know, Babylon, Mystery Babylon, got to be the United States. But it's ironic how this city is trying to be erected in the new Mystery Horror Babylon.
Yeah, Mystery Babylon.
With this giant tower. See, we see skyscrapers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to say giant skyscraper is bigger than any other ones that we've never seen.
Ooh.
Because a skyscraper is already a skyscraper.
Right.
So now you got a giant skyscraper?
Oh, my. You know, I didn't even think about that when you went to the Tower of Babel, how high this new structure may be.
Yes.
So it's going to super exceed
what we already know as a skyscraper now. Babylon.
Yeah, because the statue is like 10 stories high.
Already. I believe they're going to put it together. I believe they're going to take them things, and they're going to get where that desert is. It's going to be a couple of them places that meet together, and they're going to make this big city in the middle of them places, and that giant's going to be in there. And that tower going to be in there.
You should see your face.
You know, it's just going to be in there.
Right, right.
You got this giant sitting in there next to his home.
Mm. Wow.
But we have to be able to know and, first of all, read the Bible with an open heart and an open mind. But when you read that Bible, you ask the Lord for understanding
mm-hmm.
and ask Him for knowledge and ask Him to show you what He wants to show you in His Word.
Right.
And how He wants you to live and how He wants you to do these things, because you can read the Word and still be all confused.
Right. And never change. And never change.
You can read it and still be confused. And still don't know who God is. You read it every day, still don't know who God is.
Right.
You read it every day and don't believe this and don't believe that.
Right.
You know, so, open up your mind to God. Not to just anything, but to God. And all that getting, get an understanding. Because there's a lot of stuff out here that we read and come across that we believe and shouldn't.
Yeah, because every day changes are taking place right before our eyes. And we're still like turning a blind eye to it. Because we don't understand that there is a spiritual world, or we don't want to accept that there is a spiritual world and it is active.
Oh, yeah. Moving and everything.
As active as we are. But, Dacia, we are out of time. Thank you for coming and sharing that with us about this utopia city and how it falls in line with the Tower of Babel, which was built by Nimrod back in the day. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People today. We will be on again tomorrow at 4:15 until 5 p.m. I have Elder Steve Phillips on tomorrow. He's going to share some good news with us about his tent meetings, okay? So, you've been listening to Linda Sims, the voice of a people on WWGH 107.1 FM.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio.